Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back to another week of Dancing with the Stars here on AfterBuzz TV. This is kind of hilarious because it's like girls versus boys. I feel like it's like West Side Story.
Yes.
Throwdown. I'm Kristen Burt. So excited you guys are all here. Kind of a really weird week. So much happening. Spring break, injuries, the anniversary show. All the dates are like up in the air. We don't know when anything's airing. Well, we do, but it's just everything's changing. But let's introduce everyone to my left, sitting in for, I don't know, Jake or Anna. Whoever. Or someone. We have Darvina Plant. Hey, so good to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be back.
I love you. Anna is shooting the anniversary show as we speak, so hopefully she'll have lots of scoop for us next week.
Yeah.
To Darvina's left, which is, this is the girl side, this is Sarah Serrano.
Hi, guys. And I don't have headphones either, so it's going to be a...
She's like, stop shouting at me.
I know. And Kristen's like, don't move left. You'll be out of frame.
On the other side of the table are the guys. All
the
right.
Guys team.
The guys team. All right. We've got Serge Onik. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So you think you can dance season 11. You've got Sway coming up.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Lots of good stuff.
Amazing.
And Paul, I think it's been two seasons since you've joined us.
Two seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
Season 18, right? With Meryl and Max.
And Jules was joining us that season, too.
Yes.
So, well, welcome back.
Good to be back.
I know.
Thanks
you've been on tour with Dancing with the Stars Live and Move.
Yep,
you did Move last summer, so
Everyone's
already asking me, ask him if he's doing the tour this summer. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
That is the big answer.
The life of a dancer. Everything's done last minute.
Literally last minute.
Yes.
Yeah, like
so
we were talking about, until you sign the contract.
And then I said, until you're on the plane to their first location.
It's like that.
And even still.
You just never know.
True.
Showbiz! Yeah, I guess let's just start right off by talking about the news of the day, because it kind of broke. I woke up and I was like, the Dancing with the Stars world is falling apart. Derek injured himself, which isn't funny.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's a little bit worse than we kind of thought. You had a little bit more of an update.
So I think from what I was told, he broke his toe and he fell down the stairs and then hurt his ankle too, just to add insult to injury and rolled it. So I don't know how long he's going to be out for, if it's something that's going to be a long time or not, but just wishing him well.
It sounds like it's a pretty serious sprain, and like we were talking about earlier, I did that 6 months ago, and you can't walk on it, you can't put pressure on it, so there's no dancing on it.
Yeah.
And a broken toe is no joke. All of us have danced professionally or otherwise, and it's one of those things that a broken toe is no joke, even in a pair of flip flops. So
because you're constantly on your feet, so you have to use your toes. Like there's no way you can walk without
around
using
it.
Your toe.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that this, I mean, and besides doing Dancing with the Stars, he also has a huge show happening in New York City, Radio City. So, you know, we wish him well, and it's tough for all those fans that went and bought tickets for the show this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people made trips to New York just to see it, like they do for you guys with Sway and everything else. It's, you know, it's a big deal.
So is that official? Is he not performing the New York one this week?
We don't know that yet, but we do know that he's not performing in tonight's show for the anniversary show. So I don't know what type of appearance he'll be making. But that also, like the dates for everything shifted too.
Yeah.
The anniversary date was supposed to be May 14th. We're now hearing via Tom Bergeron's Twitter feed that it's April 28th. There's no double elimination next week, which last night there was, but now it's on May 5th. So
they're
and
accommodating
then,
to like the situation. So.
I think that they are. And result shows will not start. It'll be the anniversary show next week, and then the week after it will be the first result show. Kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
I am.
Did you all follow
did you get that guy?
Get everyone, it? Go to Tom _ Bergeron for the news.
He'll appreciate that.
We'll just see it happen as it happens.
Exactly. Well, they've changed the dates like three times anyway. So every time I say it's this date. It's not. Yeah. It's something else. So I've become, like, my Twitter feed has become a hotbed of misinformation. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. No. But it was spring break week. And everyone, I don't know, I felt a little underwhelmed. I think a few of us also agreed.
With the theme.
There was crickets.
Yeah.
With the theme.
Yeah, with the theme. When I first heard the theme, I was like, Okay, because there's been so many amazing weeks.
I mean, it makes sense where their head was at. Like, how do we get them half naked, but it's still legit?
Leave it to Sir. That is well said.
It's been a great week.
We have lots of hot bodies. Let's show them off. Well, and the other thing is we're coming off of Disney Week, so the production level was up here. And this was supposed to be the switch-up week, which, again, was canceled. So let's just throw in Spring Break Week.
And they had to throw it soon because it's technically spring. Like, Spring Break just passed for a lot of people.
Right,
so
right.
It had to be soon. So I guess they chose to do it after Disney Week.
After Disney Week.
Which, I don't know. They should have probably done it before, maybe.
Maybe the week before. I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. And next week is decades or eras. So everyone has, like, the 80s or the 90s or the 20s. So it should be kind of fun next week. But let's kick off with the first dance of the night and the couple that got kicked off, unfortunately. Patty and Artem doing the quick step at the Hotel La Belle. All right, Serge, I'm going to start with you.
I thought they did really good in the sense that Artem did a fantastic job using the troupe. And the formations that he created that really showcased Patty in the center, they always allowed her to do her thing and express her style. And I think that's what the audience enjoyed watching, was when Patty was just being Patty. And so in that sense, they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm. How about when the shoe comes off? I mean,
oh my God.
She didn't miss a beat, you guys.
She's great.
She's a
pro. But you know what I noticed? Like, it didn't even register on her face. It just, I mean, I'm sure her shoe's fallen off in performance before anyway. She just was like, I'm going on.
Doing a quick step. Though, honestly, like.
that's sometimes so hard for a dancer even to, like, be able to have an accessory or clothing, a part of your clothing just come off, or something happens, a malfunction, and you have to, like, pick up really quickly. So I was like, wow, for her to not even be a professional dancer and just continue the dance and just be able to, like, pick up everything was impressive, because she's constantly on that foot and it feels weird for her.
Yeah, because one foot's down.
Yeah, exactly. And she was, like, on her toe, and it was cool.
But I think at that point it's like, do or die.
But at the same time, like, you just, like, you don't, like, at that moment you just don't know. You know what I mean? You just blank sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
It's like what do I do now, you know? But she picked it up. And she just has that personality. She's so, like, she's amazing. Working with her was amazing, too.
Awesome. Yeah, I think we all enjoyed her, didn't you, Suri?
Loved her. And, you know, I think this was my favorite dance performance from her. I feel like there was more content. I don't know if there was. You guys would know that more than I would. But I just felt like there were more steps and more. I was watching her do more besides just doing Patty, which she obviously kills, right? Yeah. So it was a great number for them to go out on.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. She did grow week by week, and this number was a strong presentation.
Yeah.
And you know what I just love? I just love that, like, she was so warm. I guess, you know, when I think, like, she's a diva. I think, like, just diva, maybe a little bit demanding. Mariah Carey, a little more of that. But you don't get, like, that at all ever. And I just love that they're, like, trucking out her food and, like, hey, this is my line, buy it and vote for me.
Oh, that's amazing. Nobody else could get away with that. Like, who else could get away with
That's so true.
And I think Julianne made a great comment just about Artem, saying, you've really worked well with Patty's strengths this season.
Yes.
Like we had said week after week, on paper, I would never have been like, we're going to put Artem with Patty. It was genius.
It really was.
Honestly, it was. And, like, even Artem, the way that he just, like, deals with her, it's, like, so, it's so nice to see, because he's such a gentleman around her, and she's such a, like, she fits the puzzle, you know? She's, like, a diva, but, like, a nice diva, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, he's taking care of her, but at the same time, she's, like, taking care of him by looking, like, the best that she could look. And it's such a good combination. And she's so nice. Like, she's such a... Have you talked to her?
No, I haven't.
She's just the nicest person ever. She's literally one of my favorite people on the show.
There was a sweetness to, I guess, their partnership. I think that's what we all loved.
Yep.
So 8777 for 29. And she went out in high, and we love her. All right, now we're going to get into Nastia and Derek doing the tango. And this is where I got... I was watching the East Coast feed, so I did watch it early. And I actually got a little frustrated with the judging early on, because I kind of felt like this was a really strong performance, and I wasn't sure if the judges were all watching the same dance I was, based on their comments, not necessarily their scores. So I'd love to hear from you guys what you saw in the tango. Go for it.
Well, for me, I just thought it was a great, strong routine, which is consistent with them a lot. You know, they're just great. But I did feel like the connection was still a little off, I have to say. But they can get away with it, because she's so great, you know? But I didn't feel like it was, it's still a work in progress, in my opinion. I do think that.
It was surgeon on his head, so.
I thought, well, Nas is very talented, so whatever product she comes up with is going to be stunning. At a certain caliber, right? I have to agree with Julianne, the fact that the connection, that they weren't exactly together, but you can't really blame them because they only see each other, three days out of the week.
2 hours.
So,
and for 3 days, that's what they produced?
It's
come
amazing,
on, that's
right?
Amazing.
But and the production was great, and the concept was great. But at the end of the day, I felt, to me, it was like Derek's version of like Max and Meryl's Tango from a couple seasons ago.
I didn't even think of that.
Paul?
I think I agree in the sense that there has to be some level of improvement, and I feel like there are a lot of things that she's doing, and she's using her flexibility, and she's using a lot of technical aspects that are great, and comparatively to the other contestants, she's doing better at. But at the same time, you have to show that progression, and there has to be some sort of growth in what you're doing. And it was a great, it was an entertaining routine, but for me, it just didn't, like, take me, like, to where it was, I felt it was supposed to take me. And, yeah, I agree with what you said. It's the technical. What were you talking about? About the
help him out, sir. Come on.
Sorry. Max's and Meryl's routine. Yeah.
Serge's like, I'm just gonna let him hang.
I'm like, I find her.
Four different categories.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Max's and things. Definitely, I see that.
Well. I'm glad I'm not alone.
I'm in the minority.
Yes, Kristen's in the minority. I agree with Julianne's comments. The routine was extremely strong. It's always going to be strong because it's Nastya. It's always going to be good, technically. It's just always going to be at a great level. I've been saying it every week. If those of you that are not familiar with gymnasts, elite-level gymnasts, they go out and they're very focused and they're very in here. They can perform a routine, but it's very rare that they have the emote. Does that make sense?
Yes,
like
yes,
a dancer
yes,
does.
Definitely.
It's very, very difficult. She's been a gymnast her entire life. And unfortunately, they are only together a few hours a week. So it's harder to build that chemistry. But it's also hard because it's not in her nature. You know, like she was talking about going outside of the gymnastics realm of doing things. This is it. Mm-hmm. This is what, this is, for me, she's not going to be able to win if she can't do that.
Yeah, and I saw it as, like, I loved, like, looking at the progression from last week where she did something a little bit outside of her comfort zone with the Disney thing and being, like, kind of silly and playful and fun. I thought it was kind of a nice 180 to do, like, this really nice strong piece. And I think that's where I was like, yeah, like, I'm totally, like, there with you guys. And you know, the judges definitely were calling out the disconnection. So I'm in the minority on this one. But it was a 9889. I mean, good scores. Yeah. I'm sure that neither of them are satisfied with the eights and that they're looking to make those nines and tens.
No, Nastya said that she, you know, she respects their opinions and the feedback that they give, but that she was overall happy with their performance.
And we don't know how this is going to sort of change in shape for next week either because of Derek's injury. Yeah. And who is that person filling in? Are they going to put Sasha in, who's been rehearsing with her lately?
Well, in that sense, I don't think it's an issue because no one wants Derek to be injured, of course. But
right.
The whole season she's had this kind of backup team training her while Derek's gone, so it's not like it's going to be new for her to have to dance with someone.
Right. Yeah. Right, and she's able to adapt, too. As being an elite athlete, you have to adapt to different equipment and situations and everything else. So, I mean, better it happens to her, I guess, in some ways, because she's got the strength, the mental strength to be able to do that.
Yeah,
although
does.
We don't want it to happen to anyone, let's be honest. But then we move on to Willow and Mark doing the salsa. And now we know that Willow has extra ribs. They were her ribs, but it's okay because they're extra ribs.
Hilarious.
Thank you,
Dr. Z. Oh my gosh.
What is that?
Mark's face during that package was like, awesome.
Like, we're going to bring in an x-ray and show you some extra ribs you got here.
I love him joking, though. You want some ribs?
He's so funny.
Oh, gosh.
What did you think of their dance, Paul?
I liked it. It was, I felt like it was a strong salsa. it kind of reminded me of Harry Potter. I don't know why, like the clothing and everything. I just felt like that. But yeah, I thought I like the couple, and I like the fact that she's so young, but at the same time she's so determined to be like just as professional as everyone else, and that just shows her work ethic and her the fact that she has snack time. I thought that was hilarious.
Snack time.
That's so funny. But yeah, I think Mark really takes her to a different. A different level of where she could be in his choreography, because he's amazing at that. And I liked it. I thought it was very entertaining.
Serge?
Yeah, I follow with that. I think the theme with Whiplash and the troupe, again, how he incorporated that.
Yeah, definitely.
His choreography was great. And Willow grows every week. Mm-hmm. And this last performance, I thought, especially for her age, and like she put it, she's never done a dance like this.
Mm-hmm.
What girls has ever had to do any of those moves before at that age? And she killed it. She did a very good job.
And you have Erin going, like, what kind of dances do you do in spring break? She's like, I just watch movies. Like,
that was hilarious.
Erin on the couch.
Erin killed me last night all over the board.
She was really good. Killing it in that white jumpsuit, by the way.
Oh, for sure. And shout out to the crabs again for showing up. Sorry.
I know.
I'm dying. And Erin's like, are you kidding me with this right now?
They're like, Caribbean, spring break. Like, what else
do we
use it for?
Just everything.
Sasha loves it.
They made an investment.
Sasha loves it. They got
to use it.
They're like, we spent $2,000 to build it. You won't wear it. What do you think of their salsa theory?
You know, I agree with you guys. I agreed with Carrie Ann's comments that she brought a level of maturity to this dance.
Yeah.
And, you know, which was really great to see. I love this couple. She improves every week. And I watched it a few times and I was like, there's something little missing for me. Not in a bad way. It was just like, is her core not tight enough? Is she not sharp enough? What is it? I don't know. Maybe you guys can add to that. But there was it was like minute, but I could feel it throughout the whole thing. You know what I mean?
I think it's something with her knees or the way that she just switches her weight. Mm-hmm. I think it just, there's some awkwardness in that. But that's something very, like, that's a technical thing that isn't the easiest to get grasp in just a week's time. So I understand.
It's also body awareness.
Yeah, exactly. So it just...
They've talked about her core before, too. And sometimes you see it just go a little wild, I think. Yeah. You know, and you're just like, oh, she just, like, lost her core for a second. But I was impressed, like, in the lifts, how straight her legs were and her toes were pointed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those lines can look really ugly if you've got a flexed foot or, like, a bent leg or something.
I just feel like in a little bit of time, she would get there.
Yeah.
She would, because she's good.
And you see her improving. So it's like, I would probably imagine her to get there by the end of, if she lasts until.
I think she's a finalist.
Oh, she's for sure.
I mean, she had the same score as Derek right now. So.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just been killing it every week. Yeah. Any insight from Mark this week?
Oh, yeah. On the dress, I think there was an issue with the lift, so Willow was super worried about doing it because she missed it, I think, maybe.
Yes.
So I was like, yay, when they did it, and it was like, good, like actually like strong and solid, and wasn't like, you know, sometimes you can see a connection for a lift and it's like, oh, someone's like not too sure on that. So I was just happy that all of those, like,
when they make you uncomfortable,
when that's like, no, don't, one needs to be uncomfortable when you're watching a lift. It's like, really? But also, she's 14, and I mean, unless you're a cheerleader or maybe, you know, getting thrown up in the air and all of that, it's pretty scary, no? I mean, I still don't love lifts either. So I thought that was great. I know what you mean, though, about the routine.
Yeah.
Like a little something, you know? I understand what you're saying, so.
I want to add, not to cut you off, I just want to add one thing about what she said about the lift, is that Willow was saying after they did their routine that, you know, for that lift, she had to lift her leg up, then flip her hip over and swing it through. And she was like, it was a lot for me to remember and dress her. I was bad. It was so cute.
Yeah, and that's when you're like, oh my gosh, she is 14. Like, you just forget all of the time.
Oh, no.
And
she's awesome.
She is. And I didn't, you know, I mean, I've seen Hunger Games and everything, but I wasn't really aware of her outside of the films.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just been really kind of fun to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
And just her partnership with Mark has been fun to watch as well.
She's a lovely girl. Yeah. She's so sweet.
She is.
And so nice and such a hard worker. I really like her.
She's got good parents,
and
it means.
Very mature for her age.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So mature. When you talk to her in person, you just like, wow, how old? Really?
And I think it's our old team, Willow.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
And I think it's that maturity that's taking her so far, because if she wasn't mature and she's like, I don't want to rehearse, and like, I don't want to have snack time or whatever it is, it's like, it's then she would have problems in like in rehearsal. So it's that like work ethic and that maturity that's taking her forward, definitely.
Yeah, 9889 for a total of 34.
Yep,
making their way into the finale. Yeah. I think we're all kind of on that. And then we have our lovebirds, Robert and Kim, doing the jive.
Talking about chemistry between partners.
Yeah. That, I mean, it just leaps off the screen, and definitely, you know, even without like prying into the private life, like you just see it. Even mm-hmm. if it's just a friendship or whatever mm-hmm. it is, it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that was my favorite Erin line when she was trying to get them to make out.
I know! I was sitting there like, yes, Erin, work! Just go for it!
She's a little rabble-rouser. I kind of like that about her. Like, she's instigating, you know? Yeah. She's like, come on, we all want to see it. Don't kiss me, kiss her.
Because it's hit or miss. They might do it. Yeah. If they don't, it's fine.
She knows they probably won't, but she goes there anyways. Yeah, it's great.
All right, so what do we think of their drive? Because he had a really tough time last week with the quick step, and you know that nobody's working harder than him. He wants to be here. He's in it. How do we think he did? Darvina?
I mean, I think he did a good job. You know, I think he's all about the entertainment. I don't really look at him for, although I want to see him improve, it's not like if he week after week didn't work on it, I'd be like, oh, he's still great, because mm-hmm. you can tell that he is. I don't know if it's vast improvement, I would say, but I feel as though every week I'm looking forward to what they're doing, and I'm all about it from start to finish, regardless of what happens in the middle.
Yeah.
I liked it.
How about from you guys, like, content-wise for the jive? Because I think they pointed out that Kim's stacking it.
Yeah. No, he did an incredible job, and it really seems like he's one of the harder-working celebrities on the show, and which is unfortunate because he ends up getting, like, the lowest score out of the crew. But it was, I wrote down, like, the notes I have that it was a joy to watch. Like, that was the first thing I wrote, because when you watch him dance, he is so fun, and he puts all his energy into it. He's full out with it. And that jive, he had kick section, he had partnering section. It was nonstop.
Difficult.
And because of that, the difficulty of the steps, the only issue we had was he was off time. And that's what the judges said. And that's something you really can't, like, avoid or miss. It's like, oh, yeah.
Aww. When they were moving forward towards the camera, side by side,
you
could
see it. Two moments, just like quick, for like 4 seconds, and then he goes back on time and kills it.
Like, he's the type of person that I want to succeed, you know? Mm-hmm. I want him to succeed, and like the fact that he has so much energy in whatever he does, jive was perfect for him. Like the quick step, the jive, like that's just, you could tell that's his forte, because he just has that energy in him, you know? Mm-hmm. And so of course there were technical issues in terms of like his kicks being off timing and stuff like that. Like sometimes instead of pointing his toes when he's kicking, he's flexing them, so that's making it harder for him. But at the same time, it's like I honestly didn't care. I was like, he's just so entertaining. Like, he just has that energy about him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you got it, you know? So I love their, I don't know, just the way they are together. And Kim is an awesome person too. And I just, them together is like such a,
magic.
It's such a good chemistry. Yeah. So,
what a great callback to bring Kim for this season, right?
Yeah, I know.
Definitely.
People missed her. It's her last. Did you just announce something?
No, as in, she's not sure if she wants to come back.
Tweet Paul, dance 10 Paul.
No.
And ask him all about Kim. Is she getting married?
Yeah, I'm like, was that so bad?
But she also has been judging Dancing with the Stars Australia in the fall, so that's not any big news in terms of that. But fans have missed her. I mean, we've heard it over season after season, and everyone we know on the set loves her and adores her.
Yeah.
What do you think about them?
I agree with all of you on them. I do. You know what I appreciate so much about him is that, as Kim said, she didn't know how he was going to respond to getting such low scores, and that shows how strong in mind he is, why he's successful in life, and what a phenomenal attitude.
Oh yeah,
you know, going that you taking into the week, and that really steers you well. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome to see. I wasn't surprised by it, but yeah, super fun. I wish he would work on his hands a little, but I'm sure they are. Mm-hmm. But overall, like, you just smile from beginning to end, and you're just like, come on, you're rooting for him.
I know. So many fans were like, we're so worried he's going to get voted off this week. I'm like, he's not going this week. Yeah. It's not him. Even if they do like the Jeopardy thing, whatever that is. whatever that is, because, you know, it's all manufactured.
So, yeah, exactly.
Grumble, grumble. But I just was like, they are safe. I knew they were
going
to be safe.
I don't think they would be going home. They're just more fun to watch than even other couples that maybe are slightly more technically proficient.
If there was a double elimination, I would be a little concerned now.
Yeah.
But he's here till May, at least, I would think, till May 5th, I would hope. I mean, we never know. But the double elimination is not till May 5th, according to the news this week, today.
Yeah. Could change.
Because Tom Bergeron yesterday told me May 14th. Come on, guy. Help me out. So 28 was our score, all sevens across the board. Before we move into the other dances, we just want to remind everyone that you can download our show on iTunes using the podcast app. And we'd love it if you connect with us, rate us the old 5 stars. We love that.
5 stars, please.
Yep, 5.
It helps us out.
It sure does. And everyone that's been commenting on YouTube, watching live on YouTube, we sure appreciate the support this season.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Sharna and Noah doing the rumba and the old package.
Those packages.
They either break you or make you.
It's so true, though.
I just wanted to say something really quick before we jump in and critique the dance and all of that stuff about the package, but... I watched the show a couple times back. And the first time through, obviously I saw the package. I knew before I watched the show from the All Access that he was very unhappy with the package.
Mm-hmm.
So when I watched the show back a second time, you could see it in him, how upset he was emotionally from that package. You know, the first time I'd watched it, I didn't really see that. But when you watch it and you're that affected by something, it's going to come across in your energy of the dance. So I was like,
Even if you don't want it to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You just do. It does. Yeah. You guys all know. You've been there. So that was very unfortunate.
Yeah. 8 million hours of footage and they select 5 minutes and...
Right? Like,
always.
It had to be that five minutes.
Highly produced TV. It's going to happen.
Yes. Yeah. This is a great example of highly produced television right here.
But how great. How fantastic. I love that Tom Bergeron was right there to... pick him up and let him know.
The whole
cast. Everyone said it.
She goes, we all know it's 1 minute. That's it.
Yeah.
I love that.
He took it personally. Let's talk about the rumba, though, because I think last week all of us were kind of on the same page. One of the only things I think last week we were on the same page about. we were all over the map last week.
We really were, which is great.
It was really an interesting show. We were really all over the map on Disney Week, but that we felt there wasn't enough content and that we wanted to see Noah dancing more.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did we do this week?
I think he was dancing more. I felt like I had to agree with Julianne in terms of his lines following, like making them smoother, his arms or whatever it was. But I felt like he was using his hips and he was like on count, and which is like hard to do. A lot of other people hadn't done that even in this season. So it was just I felt like I had to applaud him for that. That was very great of him to like be able to follow through with all that.
Yeah, I thought they did a very, very good job. Sharna is brilliant with what she's doing.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, they did the fan on the other side, you know, so she could be on the right side. I mean,
she made it work.
The choreography is great. He really put the work in, was doing great rumbo swivels and hip action. In my opinion, they got lowballed with the score.
I thought so too.
Did they make a mistake? Absolutely. You can tell how like at the end there something happened, you know, like whatever, he fell off balance and then they continued. But it's not like they stopped performing. They instantly continued with the next thing. And in my opinion, you know, what I always told my students was it didn't matter if you made the mistake, it was how you got out of it. Did you make a big deal out of it or did you continue performing,
you know?
And they just went along right away with it and it was great. So, I mean, if you want to deduct a point because they made a mistake, fine, but then give them all 8s.
What was their score?
It was 7-7-7-8, so only... Bruno gave them the 8, and I thought it should have been an 8 as well. I felt like it was a big step up from last week.
I agree. I think regardless of the little slip up, which I thought he kind of got even more in his head than he was from the beginning once that happened, and even though it didn't really register so much, you know, when I watched it back, I think he is just incredible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This man inspirational. Is so yes, inspirational what he is doing. Mm-hmm. You know, he is showing us his journey week after week. I think it's just so great to watch.
Yep.
And, you know, this is where I think they need to encourage people. As opposed to, you know, these sevens.
Exactly.
I think it's a bit
or a
wrong,
package.
A bit mean. Yeah, I think that package was mean too.
Agreed.
Do they not show the packages when you guys are in rehearsal? Like, if when you've done, like, the show,
I mean,
right?
the dress rehearsal, yeah.
So they see it?
Yeah.
He knew ahead of time.
So he kind of knew.
He did, but I guess he already, like, he already knew from then that he was going to get, like, he was in, just in a bad mood that whole
day.
But
it also depends if during a dress rehearsal, if you're stressing out over your number and you're going to be running your routine in your head right before it, you're not paying attention to the package.
Until everyone's quiet and in, right, and of then course. You're like, eh.
Yeah.
And whenever you're trying to get in the moment of your dance, and it was a Roomba, it's supposed to be with your partner and connecting with your partner, but rather like he's distracted by something instead of being completely focused. So that was completely unfair too.
Hard.
And that was that must have been very hard to deal with. And we both been through that.
Right.
So it just.
But Sharna did great. I just love her choreography. Yeah. And remember, like, he doesn't have that left guiding arm. So she's having
his leading arm, yeah.
Yeah, you have to sit there and recreate.
Brain, yeah.
I know, it's amazing. Let's go into Rue and Val doing a jazz to Bootylicious. It was like a music video come to life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, Serge. You're like ducking your eyes.
I know. I am too, though.
I am too.
All
right. Serge first, then Siri second. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm enjoying Val and Rumor this entire season.
And her booty?
Definitely.
Yeah, I have been away, so I haven't been on set or anything, so I haven't seen anything. I haven't even seen the rehearsals, so this is the first time in a while where I actually have to be like a real audience member, and I see it Monday night like everybody else. And I've been enjoying their performances and how they've been growing as a couple, and the fact that they're like an onion showing different, you know, faces every single week. It's not a consistent, this is our story. No, every time it's, we can do this, and I can do this, and she can also do that, which is amazing that she's pulling it off every time. This number was extremely Bootylicious. Her whole team, the troupe, the girls.
Everyone looked great.
Her outfit, I mean, Val doing the Bootylicious.
Was it raunchy, though? I mean,
Len got uncomfortable. I thought that was funny. everyone else was okay with it. I mean, it is spring break, you know.
Sorry, what did you think of the number?
Yeah, it was Bootylicious. It was fun. It was very spring break. I agree with some of the judges. It kind of, for me, was a step back for this couple. It was not typical Val stuff that I see. Like, I watched the show last night with somebody that's never watched the show before. And I was like, I really want to show you a dance what they normally kind of look like, because it was just so, it wasn't amazing. Like, I want, like Julianne said, you know, like, you want so much from her. And it was just kind of middle of the road for me. Like, of course, she looks fantastic. And then the choreography was good. You know, the whole package was good. It just wasn't at the level that I expect and desire.
Did it feel a little flat, maybe, compared to like what she did last week as Ursula?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was that was amazing.
Mm.
Again, you can't compare it to Disney Week.
No, you can't.
It's hard. I know. It's like, I know, because all of spring break kind of felt flat, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that as well. I think it was more this whole jazz thing this season.
What is it?
I've not enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just feel as though the choices, I don't know if it's the music that makes it hard to do jazz, because jazz, I don't automatically think Bootylicious.
I don't either.
Do you know what I mean?
I want a classic jazz.
So that they
piece.
Can like really move. So I feel like that's limited them too. And it seemed quite evident in the package that Val was like, what are Bootylicious moves? Like, you know,
what do you do with that
song? He's a Latin dancer, you know, and so
he's
amazing
at that. Yeah.
So I think it was more
thank
that.
God for the troupe girls, right?
Yeah. We got this. Jenna's like, let me show you.
Darmina, that's such a good point. Yeah. Sorry, Paul, really quick.
Fine.
In that, jazz has fallen flat for me this season.
Mm.
Usually, those are some of the numbers that we look forward to most. Yes.
And that was last week with Nastia and Derek.
Yes.
And same thing this week with Rue. And two couples that are definitely battling for that mirror ball trophy.
Right.
They're both so good.
Yeah, for sure.
And they both kind of got lowballed this week.
That 8879. That
seven.
I mean, was it just a raunch point? Like,
I don't know.
That was deducted?
That wasn't even from the raunchy judge.
No, it
the seven
from
is from Julianne. Right?
Oh my gosh, you're right. It was from Julianne because he gave an eight,
and she gave the same score to Patty. So in her mind, Patty's and Rumors dance was the same. You know,
you can't ever do that because we used to try and compare, and then you're like,
you can't.
A Patty seven is not a Rue seven, right?
No, from the same judge though. I know.
What were you gonna say, Paul?
I the reason why I liked it was because. You see her doing different, like you said, the onion thing, where you have to see, I think what Val is trying to do is show her whole spectrum, and this week she just showed a different side that was completely different, like the fact that she had to be sexy and she had to come out of that comfort zone and be bootylicious. And so for her to be in front of, like next to the troop members even doing all of that stuff, I felt like she shined, like she didn't fall short next to like Jenna and Lindsay, right? That were dancing with her.
No, absolutely not.
So I commended her for that because it's not easy to do that next to professional dancers. And I don't know. I agree the whole jazz thing, but at the same time, it's like what she was given. I felt that she did a good job.
Right, exactly. Because if you're given that, it's kind of a lose-lose in the sense. It's bootylicious, so you can't come out and try to be classy if that's the story.
You're not going to be classy to bootylicious.
You got to go with what it is. And if she were to not do a good dance with it, then we would all be saying, oh, they didn't do so good this week. But she still killed it, and we're like, well, was it classy enough?
Yeah.
I agree with all of that. And what, like Val said, what can you do when you're given that kind of a song?
It's so specific.
Exactly.
But she did play a stripper or some kind of like that in a movie. So those kind of moves and stuff she's familiar with doing.
Who's she?
Rue.
Rumor.
Rue. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Just throwing it out there. It's not entirely new.
All right, let's go on to Kristen Whitney doing the Viennese waltz.
I never saw that.
They're going to Redbox after this.
The boys. So shameless. I love
them.
I love boys.
The Redbox. Okay.
They're legit going to ask me after this.
Perfect.
Well,
I'll give you the directions.
I'm just trying to be thorough.
I understand.
All right, we got to keep on moving. We only have a few minutes, and we have team dances too. Chris and Whitney doing the Viennese waltz. Everyone, give a quick sort of recap of what you thought.
I thought it was really good. I was like so happy for them that like they got it and their chemistry. It was just a really good week. I am glad because last week I was a bit like underwhelmed. This week I feel they did a great job. I was really proud of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think slower, more romantic was more his style, maybe?
I don't know. He's definitely, for me, most improved this season so far. It was that he hit it out of the park, as far as I'm concerned, for Chris Soules. You know, he did fantastic. Every even his hands, I was like, whoa, boy, work! Like, a little soft. You know what I mean? It was great. It was great. I enjoyed it very much. Very happy for him.
Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful piece. It was very enjoyable to watch. I had to watch it a few times. It was just... It was very, very, like, light and very beautiful. And I think he did a great job with it, setting the mood and being in the tone of the dance.
He's the bachelor. He should know, right?
He's the bachelor.
He had to romance 25 ladies.
How fantastic was that Footloose opening? Him practicing that was brilliant. Sorry, that was awesome. Go ahead.
I love all the new produced practice like packages.
They're fun.
My notes were exactly what you guys said. It was cute. It was romantic. It's his best dance of up till now.
Definitely.
But with the weeks coming up now that it's the latter part of the season, I think it's we're gonna have to stop comparing him to himself, and we're gonna have to start comparing him to the other dancers.
True.
And that's where they might run into trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably one of the bubble couples at this point. So, he got 8-7, 8-8, total of 31, improvement in scores. But then you're looking at the Willows and the Rikers and Rue and Nastia, and you go, okay.
Well, anyone, he's got Whitney, so you never know. She can pull some things out, and she'll get him into shape.
She's a little firecracker.
She is.
Speaking of firecrackers, we got the firecracker couple of the season, Riker and Allison, doing the samba.
Wow.
I really liked this number. It was probably my favorite of the night. I don't know if it was everyone's favorite of the night, but I watched it a couple times, and I guess I was all about Allison's hair, maybe, because that's how this wound up.
I think so. She was doing hair flips before we started.
I was doing the samba. But I do want to say, like, I watched Riker in this dance, and I think that's super important because it's so easy to watch Allison.
Right.
Yep.
That's all we got. Good night, everyone.
Yes. That's it.
All right, Paul, go ahead. What did you think of their samba?
I think I think this couple complements each other a lot because of their energy, and I felt like this was energy packed. And of course, like with Allison, it's like there are some technical things that she doesn't have, but I felt like I agree. I was watching Riker more in this dance, and I think that she did a great job with this routine. And it was very fun. Very he had the bounce, he had the energy, and he I think he did a great job.
I think this couple, this was the episode for this couple. I think this number and during their team numbers, they both stood out. Mm-hmm. I think this week kind of was the culmination where Allison really found the groove of mixing like regular ballroom yep. choreography and everything that she can bring to the table with all of her definitely. Expertise.
Yep.
So now it's kind of at that perfect balance where she has a partner who can do what she sees and she's able to give that to the audience.
Translates well to Riker. He understands that. What did you guys think of the samba?
I thought he did a really good job. I love them as a couple.
Yeah.
I really do. There was one little bit. I don't know if it was he pulled her off her leg when they were on the stage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mentioned that to Christine before the show. It was a little bit weird.
Yeah, it was like she had her leg up, or he had a leg, and then I think she lost her supporting leg.
Yes, yes, the tilt. Mm-hmm, the tilt that she had, yeah. I noticed that too. But I mean, they came out of it.
Exactly. They saved it.
It's just a small thing. I mean, you can be picky with couples like that. Of course, do you know what I mean? But I really enjoyed it. It was a great end to the night.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy this couple as well. I agree with all of you to a certain point. It wasn't my favorite number that they've done. It's great to hear what you guys have to say about it because it gives me a new perspective on it. I did watch Riker more, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't my favorite of from I'm gonna have I've to second that.
It wasn't my favorite.
No,
of
I mean,
theirs.
Definitely, I agree with that too.
Yeah. I'm the only one. Did you like it?
It's definitely one of my favorite of the night. I don't know if it was one of their favorites.
Yeah,
but.
That's exactly what, yeah.
I'm like the girl in the end. That's the dissenting note. But they got a 10, an 8, a 9, a 10. Another weird scoring thing.
Way overscored, sorry. Way overscored. They should not have gotten 10s.
But they could have gotten a 9.
Yes, but not 10s.
It was not a 10. Way overscored.
It should not have been 2 10s. No way was that 2 10s. Like, I screamed at the TV when I saw that.
Did they get 2 10s last week?
No.
So wait, they didn't get 2 10s last week for Disney Week.
Which
they got 2 10s this
week.
Wait,
did they get how many tens did they get last week?
No, they did.
They got three.
They got three.
They deserve that. That pasta was great.
Exactly.
That pasta was great.
I agree, but
amazing.
But it's not like they got tens and they deserved eights. I think like nines across the board would have been
totally. But that for me, that was not 2 10 worthy. I know it was for you because you loved it, but.
I wouldn't get. I mean, there's a bobble. It wasn't flawless by any means. I feel like I loved it. It was my favorite of the night, but I was like, I get it. Like nines across the board. I think it would have been fair. But the judging was all over the map last night. So
when
37.
Is it not?
When is it not? I feel like it gets crazier each week, though. Team dances. Because there was a tie. I'm gonna just ask everyone who was for Team YOLO. Who thought Team YOLO won?
Which
raise
one was
your
that?
Hands.
Wait. Which one?
YOLO
was, that?
Was the one with Derek and Mark.
The beachy one.
Okay, the beachy one. Okay. Raise your hand if you thought Team YOLO won.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
Team YOLO.
Okay, I'll go with that one.
You have to make
a decision. I know. I'm kind of like in the middle, too. If you think Team YOLO won?
Won.
Really? I thought you thought the other team won.
No, that was
you
said
they had more technical.
I agree. I didn't.
Okay, fine. I'll go you.
And who thought Team Trouble won?
I guess us.
Boys against girls. But very different dances, though. One was more about synchronicity, and the other one was more about individual dances and the characters and everything else. So let's go to Team Trouble really quick. What did you guys think?
Team Trouble. Talk about your Team Trouble.
I really enjoyed Team Trouble. I honestly think they won, hands down. Yes, was Derek's Team YOLO, was that number great? Absolutely. It had formations. It had the
handkerchiefs. That was my favorite part.
The handkerchief part.
Oh. Yeah.
All the solos were clean. Everyone pulled it off, you know? But it felt like play. So it was very thought out, kind of like meticulously, you know? While the second number still had that life to it. It was fun. I don't know. I just, as an audience member, thoroughly enjoyed the second team much more.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that, in terms of Team Trouble, I just like their storyline better in a sense because it just flowed with the way that they moved across the floor and they used the
scene changes.
Yeah, the scene changes, and it just took you through like this thing. But with the beach thing, like, it just, I don't know, it just seemed, it seems cliche, I guess.
Expected, maybe?
Right. Expected, yeah.
The other one was more like Breakfast Club or
something.
It's
not that it was bad. Both of them were great. No. And both of them deserve to be tied.
I mean,
tied,
it, but for me, it would have been like a 39.5 versus a 40. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were going to do like that. Okay, I mean, they were so close, but I just definitely wanted to see since they tied them.
I just think they had to tie.
They had to tie. Because they were both great. They were both great. It was just a personal thing.
Well, if the Val's team won, for example, which was Artem's team, right? And Patty was on it. Patty went home that week. They never had a winning team's person go home that week from a team episode.
That's true. I wanted to say that I'm not surprised you guys like that routine better just because it had more of a So You Think You Can Dance feel to that number. So it kind of did, like when Allison's like whole section, it just it had that feel to
like nappy tabs, like they just go come on.
It was versatile. Yeah,
I liked it. I liked both of them, but Team YOLO, I liked just the fun, the energy. It was like, and they were all together, I felt, doing the same choreography more. You know, I felt like Patty was segregated. I know that that was the whole, like, part of the performance, but, you know, it would have been nice to see them all do something in uniform. Because they did the claps, and then after the claps, they did choreography, and she did something else.
On the tables behind Patty, except for Patty, everyone was doing the same choreography.
No, that's what I mean. Patty. I would have liked to have just seen to see her do it.
Even when they did the pyramid formation at the end, like, everyone would be, like, going down and up, and she would be, like, shaking her thing.
Yeah, I agree.
But can we just give a shout-out to William Shatner, by the way, who live tweets Dancing with the Stars every week, and he's like, oh, Miss Patty is a teacher. Like, he just I now know what Mark Ballas looks like without makeup and then gives a kissy face emoji. I'm like dying.
Oh my God.
So we want William Shatner in here with us one week because that would be amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
But he was like, Miss Patty is a teacher. Oh, amazing. So they both got 39s. They're both excellent dances. And as we know, like, everything that we've said in this broadcast of dates and like what's happening probably will all change by tomorrow morning when we wake up. Who knows when the anniversary show is really going to be?
Ask Tom or Paul.
Ask Tom. Yeah. Any other announcements of who's getting married, who's leaving the show?
Oh, no.
At Dance 10 Paul.
And you can direct message now on Twitter now.
Yes, you can.
Slip right in there.
Well, you guys, I want to thank you so much for joining us. This has been such a blast. You've got Sway coming up, right?
Yes. Can't wait for that. June 5th and 6th. Come to Hammerstein Ballroom.
Excellent. And maybe one or the other tour, hopefully.
Yeah, one or the other. We'll see.
Exactly. Yeah. Fingers crossed. All right, Serge, tell everyone where they can find you online.
At Serge Onik, everywhere.
All over.
I'm still at Dance 10 Paul.
You never
I won't change it soon, but I'm still at Dance 10 Paul.
You never had Dance 11,
no,
Serge, did you?
You
did
Serge Onik.
Really?
Nope.
Did you?
Oh. No.
It was all over the map for season 11, so.
That's smart. Because I now have to change it.
No, be Dance 10 forever.
Dance 10 forever. Dance 10 forever.
Awesome.
I love it. Suri Serrano.
At Suri Serrano on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope.
Nice. All right, Darina.
And I'm on Instagram and Twitter at DivaDav.
We will be switching beginning next week to Wednesday nights. We're not sure if it's 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. yet, Pacific Standard Time, but we will let you know as soon as possible. Follow our Twitter feed, which, again, has been a hotbed of misinformation. I'm Kristen Burt. You can find me at Kristen Burt and the Kristen Burt on Instagram. We'll see you next week.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.